The following is an encore presentation with super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden... It's time now for super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years.
Good evening, and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years with yours truly this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. That's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen directly on my website at drmarakarpel.com. And you can also hear this show again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and that's drmarakarpel.com. And the link to this podcast will be posted after the show. And for more information from this show and updates about the upcoming shows, go to my website again, drmarakarpel.com, and also follow me on Facebook at Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Want to advertise your business? Send me an email to Dr. Mara at drmarakarpel.com or go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. Tonight's show is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psychfest Productions, and sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. Tonight's show is also sponsored by Live Oak Legacies, committed to helping families capture and preserve the stories, recipes, photographs, and relics held the most dear. Find out more at liveoaklegacies.com. And today is Sunday, May the 4th. And this is actually a live broadcast. It's not an encore presentation. We are live here in beautiful Austin, Texas, where we are once again broadcasting from the office of Accomplice Entertainment in the Intelligent Office Suite on the 15th floor of the Frost Bank Building. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is here doing the production engineering for tonight's show. And we'll be answering your calls if you call later. So make him work and give a call. And if you want to, I want to give a shout out to my parents who are in town for a few days and are sitting right next to Art listening to the show. So hey, Mom and Dad, welcome to Austin. And if this is your first time tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing in Austin, Texas and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And you can listen to podcasts of my show from the local Austin radio station that we had on the air for a couple of years by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And for this evening's show, we have another packed show and a great lineup of guests. Here with me live in the studio is award-winning creative director, author of Potential Being, branding strategist, speaker, and author of the new book, Design Your Age. Tuck Kamen is here with me in the studio, and he'll be speaking with us in the first hour about his new book. So welcome, Tuck.
Thank you.
Then stay tuned for the second hour when combat veteran Andrew O'Brien will be calling in to talk about an event that's happening here in Austin on Memorial Day to raise awareness of PTSD and suicide from PTSD called Save a Hero. And the very soulful singer-songwriter who was a regular on my show when I was on local Austin radio, Lisa Marshall, will be back to join us, and we'll be playing some of her music. And also in the second hour, Laura will be back to report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to let us know what's happening there. for the American retirees. And I will also be talking for a little bit about moving your body to feel good. Throughout the show, I will have time to take your questions, and Tuck will have time to take your questions, and all of our guests can take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for any of us, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or if you're too shy to call and be heard on Blog Talk Radio, you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to the guests. And my email, again, is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L. Or you can tweet me at M-A-R-A-E-K. So before we go to my talk about moving to feel good, I would like to let you know about an event that's happening here in Austin, Caregiving Cafe at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church in Southwest Austin is hosting a free workshop for Alzheimer's and dementia family caregivers called Senior Gems, and it's being presented by Senior Helpers in partnership with the Alzheimer's Association, Capital of Texas. This workshop, as I said, is called Senior Gems Workshop for Dementia and Alzheimer's Family Caregivers, and it consists of a series of free seminars from May 24th until June 28th. And these seminars range from teaching signs for recognizing and understanding the progression of dementia to techniques for successful dementia care interactions. And it sounds like it will be great, and again, it's free. So that's really great. And for more information, contact Senior Helpers of Central Texas at 512-388-4357, or you can email at careinfoaustin@seniorhelpers.com or go to seniorhelpers.com, and you can register right online at their website. And I will post these links on my website as well after the show. So if you didn't have time to get a pen and paper, you can just check out my website later tonight or early tomorrow morning. And if you know of an event in your part of the country that you think listeners would be interested in, please feel free to email me the details at drmara@drmaracarpel.com, and I will do my best to get that on the air for you. So I'd like to talk a little bit about moving to feel good. And for people who have been listening to my show for a while, you are aware that I've had several guests on the show talking about different types of movement and exercise and why their particular type of exercise is healthy for staying young. I've had yoga instructors, both Hatha yoga instructors and Kundalini yoga. I had a Nia instructor on this show, which is non-impact aerobics, as well as a Tai Chi instructor. And the reason that I have made a point to have these types of guests on my show is because, you know, moving your body on a regular basis is good for both your physical health and your mental health. So some of the health benefits of exercise for older adults include decreasing the risk of heart disease, lowering your risk of high blood pressure, reducing the risk of osteoporosis, increasing strength and stamina, improving blood circulation, of course, a better control of body weight, improved coordination and balance, improved lung function, stamina, flexibility, which also decreases joint pain and decreases stiffness and improves posture, and relieve muscle tension. And there's a whole slew of reasons why moving on a regular basis is good for your health. And these health benefits also indirectly improve your mental health. So if you're feeling good physically, of course, you're going to feel much better emotionally. And if you're able to do more because you're physically healthier, then obviously that's going to help you feel happier and more confident. There are also many direct mental health benefits to regular exercise. So exercise has been shown to relieve both mild and moderate depression. And there are two reasons for this. And it includes the fact that exercise improves sleep and relieves tension, both of which are sources of depression. Also, engaging in exercise causes the production of endorphins. And endorphins are the chemicals that are produced by the brain that are both natural pain relievers and mood elevators. There have been several animal studies that have shown that exercise increases the level of the neurotransmitters serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And the increased production of these particular neurotransmitters have been linked to improved mood. And in fact, antidepressant medications are believed to work because this is what they do. They increase the production of these chemicals in your brain. So it's always much better to take the route where your own brain can synthesize it itself rather than taking a drug to do it for you. So doing exercise, any kind of exercise, can actually help you to produce those neurotransmitters. So that's really big. And if this isn't enough, exercise also increases the levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And this is also a chemical that's believed to improve your mood. An additional benefit of the increase of this chemical is that it may help your brain cells survive longer, which would then decrease the progression of a dementia or loss of memory that comes with aging. So I'm going to take a little aside here and talk about a study which showed that staying mentally sharp as you age may have more to do with working out than working on crossword puzzles. So there's been some new research that has showed that people who have stayed physically active into old age tended to have larger brains than those who did not exercise. And this was in a study that was published in the Journal of Neurology. So typically, as you age, the brain will start to shrink in later adulthood, and this shrinkage is believed to play a role in the age-related memory decline. And this new research is the latest to suggest that exercise is good for the brain and actually keeping you sharp. So the new research included about 700 people living in the United Kingdom who all had brain scans when they reached the age of 73. And 3 years earlier, at the age of 70, the participants in this study were questioned about the leisure and physical activities they engaged in. People in the study who reported being the most physically active tended to have larger brain volumes of gray and normal white matter, and physical activity was linked to less brain atrophy or less brain shrinkage. Regular exercise also was found to protect against the formation of white matter lesions in the brain, which are linked to thinking and memory decline as well. Non-physical leisure activities did not appear to protect the brain from shrinkage, suggesting that mental activity may be less important than regular physical exercise for preserving brain function in old age. So that's really important. So a lot of people get hooked on doing crossword puzzles, which is great, and staying mentally active is great, and it's certainly great for mood. But this study found that exercise was even more important than that. And there was another study by Erickson that was presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Vancouver that suggested that it's never too late to protect the brain through exercise. So even if you haven't been exercising throughout all these years, as you get into older age, it's not too late to start exercising and get some benefit from it. So Erickson, along with colleagues, recruited 120 older inactive adults who did not have any evidence of dementia at the time that they started in the study. Half of them began a modest exercise routine that included walking at a moderate pace for 30 to 45 minutes three times a week. So that's not much, right? Three times a week, 30 to 45 minutes at a moderate pace. The other half did stretching and toning exercise. And a year later, MRI brain scans show that a key region of the brain involved with memory, known as the hippocampus, was slightly larger in the walking group, while it had shrunk slightly in the non-aerobic stretching group. So while his study focused on aerobic exercise, other studies have suggested that resistance training, like using weights, also benefits the brain. And Erickson stated after he completed the study that the old view is that as we get older, our brains become less malleable and less able to change. The new view is that it remains plastic, which means flexible, in very late life. And in his study, they were able to show positive change after just 1 year of moderate intensity physical activity. So, I think that this research should be enough to encourage people to get back up and start exercising, get off the couch. The researchers found that there was no pill that can do what exercise can do to help people to remain mentally sharp, also less depressed. So, you know, you can do any kind of exercise that you like. You can walk, you can bike, swim, even yoga can be aerobic. Go dancing. Last night I was at Central Market and people were dancing up a storm, and it's so much fun so that you don't even think that you're exercising. You can lift weights. So try a few different types of exercise if you haven't been exercising, and figure out which ones you enjoy. But of course, before you start, the one common sense caution, you know, be medically evaluated, have a medical exam before you begin any exercise program, and make sure that you are safe to do the type of exercise that you would like to do. You know, you might have to modify what exercise you do because of any kind of physical problems that you might have, but you can find something that you can do. And, you know, if you're planning to use weight or use aerobic equipment, take some sessions with a personal trainer so that you can make sure to find the proper way to use the equipment so that you don't injure yourself by using it. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. You can all go for a little walk and get a little exercise while we take a break, or stay in the room and dance around the room a little bit. And when we come back, Tuck Kamen, who is here in the studio, will be talking about his new book, Design Your Age. And we'll be taking your calls with your questions and comments. Give a call at 855-345-4720. Or send an email to Dr. Mara at drmaracarpell.com or tweet to MARAEK. And we'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Carpell will be back after words from our sponsors.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpell is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpell, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about Essential Body Wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining me right here in the studio is, again, award-winning creative director, owner of Potential Being, branding strategist, speaker, and author of the new book, Design Your Age, Tuck Kamen, who is here to talk about his book. And again, we are taking your call. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to give a call at 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or send me a tweet at M-A-R-A-E-K or an email at drmara@drmarakarpel.com. And I'll read your questions to Tuck on the air. Welcome, Tuck.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is great. This is great. Thank you.
So, Tuck, why don't we start by, if you can just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. I have been a creative director involved in advertising for about a little over 28 years. And what I've been doing is in all those years, is, you know, we look at how products are how they're explained to the public, whether it's through some kind of commercials and defining a likable personality for that target audience, and how do we make that product irresistible. And so this is paying for all the crimes of foisting lots of crap on the people in the marketplace, and then also some good products that led me to look at aging. And I had a interesting set of circumstances. This book has taken about 4 years to write. It's coming out June 19th of this year. But I was taking a trip off the coast of Seattle at the San Juan Islands, and was staying with a friend of mine's mother, who is about 84. And she had met us at the ferry when it came on into this Friday Harbor was the name of this island.
Mm-hmm.
And so there she was standing by her Subaru, very vigorous looking woman, and I couldn't think that she was 84. So I was traveling with a friend of mine, and we went to her house, and I don't know what it was. It was a combination of factors that, while I had been doing advertising for quite a while, I was in this mode of just really enjoying the beauty and the natural qualities of Sanibel Islands and the San Juan Islands. But it stuck in my brain about look at how active this woman is. And she said, and we got to her house, and she said, "My boyfriend's coming over in just about 20 minutes, and he's 92." And I'm thinking, like, who's driving this guy over here? So this we're there, and up drives this brand new Mercedes SUV, and this very tall gentleman gets out of this SUV, and he's dressed in what is almost like an REI outfit. This looks, you know, this hiking gear that's very high tech, and mm-hmm. somehow in the colors that are in it matches what he's wearing. And he comes in, and they start to converse, and I'm in shock. I mean, I've never seen this kind of an active individual, and she notices that I'm a little bit taken back by how, I don't want to say youthful, but how sort of ageless that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she whispers in my ear while he's going in to go get a glass of water for us. She says, something like out of a Ray Bradbury short story, she says, Tuck, there's a lot of us on the island. and it just stuck in my brain. And I was trying to figure out what this was because, you know, it's like one day I'd like to grow up and be these people.
Uh-huh.
So that started the genesis, the eruption of I've got to find out about this and how people are doing this.
A lot of us, meaning
well, I'm here,
ageless
you know,
people.
You know, we'll say ageless
or
people,
aliens.
Exactly. these aliens that had been beamed down there. It was interesting. So, I mean, I don't really care for the word seniors or boomers. So I took it a word from what I called my design firm called Potential Being, and I call these people Potential Beings.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where they sort of slipstreamed out of an age category. They really don't even think about themselves being at a certain age.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they have so much passion, so much curiosity in the world that it's quite fantastic to see them still. These individuals are still producing, still creating, still researching phenomenal types of information that they're providing to all of us that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a certain kind of individual, and to get people to get excited about age and being older and so on, it's understanding who are those role models out there that are doing something pretty extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that it seems pretty extraordinary. It seems like an anomaly, but in actuality, it's becoming more and more complex.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, there are a lot of books out there about aging and growing older. How do you look different?
Well, this is a good point. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But mm-hmm. for nearly 30 years, I've worked in helping people see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do in this book is really use those tools that I've worked on in advertising and help people understand that there is an entirely new frontier out there that's being created while we're speaking, while we're talking. It's never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, we have these numbers like 70 million baby boomers from 1946 to 1964 and or more, that are not staying in the definition and standards that we typically look at as people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. How dare them? Oh, my God. You know, it's like we need to get the age police on them immediately, and they need to be arrested, and they need to be smacked into understanding that they need to start falling apart and being, you know.
Acting their age.
They got to act their age. But my when I was a little kid, and I know this in the book, it started in terms of I remember back when my grandmother's up 72 years old, and she got down on the floor with me, and she was about 175 pounds. She's 5'5", and she was teaching me how to play marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was telling me to look down her wrist at popping this marble and breaking the circle, my mother was coming into passing the room where we were, and she said, Mom, act your age. And my grandmother just sort of dismissed her.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, wow, this is really different. Old people are different from what I thought they were, especially my grandmother. So there was always this part of my life where I saw individuals that, again, sort of escaped out of the category. But I think it's terribly sad when people go ahead and they embrace it. And we had a little bit of a talk beforehand
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
there's something, and you would know more about this, about we want to be able to conform to get along. And there's really what I think is a dark side of conformity by saying, well, you know, I should be wearing this or I should be doing this.
Right.
And I guess that I should be giving up. I really should
mm-hmm.
be giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's where I think they have their own sense of the age police arresting them and taking them off because
yeah.
of, you know, they should be penalized.
Well, peer pressure.
It is. It's, mm-hmm. it's a real sick kind of peer pressure,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you think that you can do this or that? So in the book, which I describe as a series, almost each one of the chapters is a different book within itself. I use nostalgia a little bit in the book to help help remind ourselves of when we overcame different types of problems and when there was, we call this a simpler time. Everything's a simpler time once you've done it. You know, a couple of minutes ago when I had a glass of water, that was a simpler time. You know, it's just like, but, you know, I look at the sort of evolution of how we've seen aging and how it's being changed. So in those few chapters, there's a little bit about nostalgia. Then there's a look at these individuals that are redefining. There's a group of race car designers called, it's a chapter that I call Exceeding the Age Limit. And they're in their 60s, these race car designers. And they won the X Prize for this car that they built that got 100 miles to the gallon. Really, really phenomenal guys. But as race car designers throughout their life, they were told to overcome set standards. And every time there was like a race, the Formula One, or there would be a little bit of differences, and they had to make sure cars adopted that way. Well, these guys were so are so amazing and had won this prize of $5 million of a car that got 100 miles to the gallon. And they beat out every younger race car designers and so on because they had an experience of that. In the book, there are individuals that I identify, and they'll tell their story of how they're able to still create and still go on. And then also in the book, there are different pieces of information to look at how will we overcome those problems as we age. Who will hire me after I'm 60?
Mm-hmm.
Where will I live? Moving from a restricted age community to what is a diverse age community that we find is much more healthier and much more interesting for people's lives,
mm-hmm.
and actually just a piece of normality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing that I feel like some of the what we're seeing is we're seeing the end of that time period. You know, what I was explaining earlier before the broadcast is if you looked at a football field and it went from the first yard line, instead of it going to the 50-yard line, it went to the 100-yard line. So if we took the definition of how we were supposed to be from age 40 to about age 80, that space, those yards that are all there are being redefined. It's truly amazing. And it's one of those things in the book where it's really a hope to say, look, you know, you can do this. People are doing some things that are okay, that break through. I provide this permission slip in the book that says, you know, you're allowed to do this.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting, just in the talk that you gave about exercise,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we look at current gyms and we look at different exercise programs, when I was growing up in my small Texas town, Victoria,
uh-huh.
When I looked at exercise, it was what jocks did. It's what athletes did. You know, I was a real smart ass in junior high school and went to my coach. In front of everybody, we had to climb these ropes. And I said, Coach, how come we climb these ropes and you don't? And he said, well, that's five pops, Stephen. So, you know, you bring out a paddle and you thought, you know, this exercise thing is just not for me. and, you know, people go into gyms and they see these people that are just, especially here in Austin, we see these people that are in extraordinary shape, and people see them and they go like, what the hell are they doing in here? They look fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Why are they even in here? And so, you know, there's been variation like curves, and then there's new types of facilities that only bring people in that are a little bit overweight. And, but all this leads down to is that could we make this fun?
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate in this chapter, there's a Dr. Toni Yancey at UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and she had created a program called Instant Resets. And it's the idea of play. You know, you said this a terrific thing in the break about find a piece of music, get up and move to
mm-hmm.
it. You know, what is it that you could do with your body that you're having fun and you're actually moving? You know, the extraordinary thing is if you're walking, you know, pick up the pace a little bit. And what is, you know, constant pieces of information we're seeing, if you just put out a little bit more, you know, power, how it has this wonderful return in terms of how you feel. So I really, really think that people that never exercise, they can gain a little bit of confidence by trying to see if this is something fun
mm-hmm.
and playful.
Absolutely.
And not have to consider themselves as an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's been the big push, you know, because
right.
we see that's out there is that if you don't, I went to a yoga class and I was really, really wanted to get this right. And I said, I'm going to do this if it kills me. And they were explaining that, wait a minute, that's not what yoga is about. Just get back in your namaste mode and we'll work this thing through.
Right, right. So it's important for people to find what they enjoy. Oh, yeah. They're not going to keep it up anyway, right?
And this is where it comes to that I do indeed believe that you can design your age.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you will go on a discovery path in the upcoming years. It's very, very exciting. The idea that you are a very unique individual, cognitively, physically, your biomarkers are very different. Yes, there are things that, you know, if you eat well, you'll feel well, you'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting to, and for Design Your Age and a program that is out there that we're working on, is that vitamin B or vitamin D or vitamin X might be good for this person. This other person, vitamin G or vitamin, I'm thinking of Lucille Ball, like vitamin of vitamin, you know, might be better for this person. Or honey might be better for this person. Everybody has their own sort of center point of strength and what makes them do well. And in this, in our country and every day, there is another type of magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really need to be eating goji beans upside down on the Blarney Stone during an eclipse. Or there's this rainbow-colored feces in Patagonia that's in July by the special snail. It's not the raspberry ketone, it's that you should put a raspberry on a table while you're hitting a special key. So, I mean, every week we see that there's a different thing, which is really different. It's really ridiculous. And the thing about it is that you are the magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people to understand that, I think that people do understand it, but we're drawn to, wait a minute, I know the secret. This guy's got it. It's down the street. It's around the corner. He only gives it out. Came from Cuba. It actually was in a giant cave in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to build it to put the missiles in there, but they actually grew this fungus. And I'm telling you, this fungus is going to be the best thing among us. So it gets ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your secrets?
Well, you may have heard this before, but, you know, the fastest way to become younger is to smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at that.
Yeah.
And I think that you really have to go on a discovery process to figure out what turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be an engineer brain, or you might be someone that has a passion for flowers, or has a passion to find out more information over here or there. The part about it is that you actively got to figure out a way to get engaged. And I think that that's the first step in terms of how you will create better later years.
I would imagine that a lot of people, everybody's looking to find their calling, what's their true calling in life. But I would imagine that a lot of people, as they get older, they say, well, you know, it's too late for that. And it sounds kind of like what you're saying, that it's not too late.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I wrote this chapter called I Don't Live in a Charles Schwab Commercial.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and if we look at people's talents,
mm-hmm.
we really do need a new way of identifying people's talents. People are extraordinary gems. They dismiss the challenges and the successes that they achieved or the challenges that they overcame as they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
There are a possibility. Let's take an example. I put this in my book, that we have these different individuals, and if we were able to assess their talents, for example, somebody that might be 75, 76, and we were able to do this pursuit, what I'm calling a pursuit renewed test, we were able to define that they were on XR7942G.
Okay.
Now, that means that they have this extraordinary capability of going into a sales team and helping them re-energize them, help them define where they are, where their problems are in making that sale.
Mm-hmm.
You have another person that is a G597X12, and perhaps if they had a career in it as an accountant. And in that possibility, they could go into an organization, look at their basic accounting problem, even if this was at a part-time way,
mm-hmm.
and being able to unlock the problems of that company, I don't care what kinds of technology that they're using, there's still basic rudimentary types of things that companies need in sales or accounting or engineering that are base problems. Technology won't be that successful if it's not simple to use. Where this all goes back to is that boomers will save boomers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a youthful movement. We need to have individuals that can help people of the same age. And I
mm-hmm.
think that the energy, the creativity of such individuals is out there, and it's starting to happen. But like I said, you've got to be engaged. You've got to figure out how you can fall in love with life.
You know, I think that you got me thinking about how people feel like they're, in terms of their career, they're over the hill once they reach retirement age, and it should be young people coming in with new, fresh ideas. But isn't it the older person who has been in the field for a long time, who has more wisdom about these types of things that you're talking about, like problem solving?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like we need to be able to hack into wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that we broke into a software program, a computer, we need to have a different way of looking at it, of wisdom, where it is much more value. Like, the problem with wisdom, that term, is it comes across as a disciplinary term. How dare you sit down right now, realize that person over there is older than you and has all that knowledge, and be respectful. Where, you know, you just go like, oh, you've lost me. Forget it. If
mm-hmm.
you're younger. You know, in Japan, we have these people that are called living treasures. And they're principally artists, but they recognize the value of these individuals. They could look at something and overcome the problem and avoid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something that you're saying in terms of intergenerational learning, where, you know, when it comes down to the real bottom line of it, if somebody in that industry has something to share to share their knowledge, is really wonderful. The only problem with that is not everybody's a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be a grouchy so-and-so. But they can also be a grouchy so-and-so when they were at age 5.
Right.
And that's just their,
Right.
But there is some wonderful things that are happening in terms of using this intergenerational learning. And when we look at, and I'm just going to go off here, and we look
yeah.
at ways in which, you know, at new kinds of communities where we know that people are doing these continuing education,
mm-hmm.
and they're adding to the qualities of their knowledge because they're curious, and they want to be able to take that and be able to teach others. Universities need to understand about more about wisdom learning. We know that the idea of apprenticeships are extraordinarily powerful, and in terms of people that are really being, and this might bring another form of education besides having to weigh the cost or carry the cost of what we typically see in colleges, how expensive things have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not everybody's built for college. You know, we see lots of people that are making wonderful salaries, but they never finished college. But we
mm-hmm.
put that focus as if we're all going to be doing mergers and acquisitions at Colbert, Crabbe, and Roberts in New York about, you know, that those kinds of things. And it's important to sort of get down to, again, what are people's talents are? How could older individuals, you know, help those people? If we take it down to its smallest form, there's a facility in New York, I thought this is extraordinarily visionary, that in this area where they had a community that was part of a larger kind of community, but this one community was a little bit older, meaning that perhaps they had a building and this was these individuals that wanted to be in this building where they were older, with other individuals they felt comfortable. Next door they had an orphanage. And those children could learn from these older people extraordinary
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fantastic concept of putting an orphanage next to an assisted living facility.
That's wonderful.
And
it benefited everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even I was doing some consulting for an assisted living facility, and I explained to them as they were building this property, consider putting a daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know more than I about the effect of visually how it has this amazing effect on individuals once they look out the window and they see kids playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
So there are what point about it is there's very, very exciting ideas that I'm telling people to sort of to look at it through this lens in a new way and think about what's been accomplished in technology and how their new age apps can be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of opportunities.
Okay. So, and this is all kind of, you touch on all of this in your book?
I touch on everything. No. I touch on that in my book.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a way for people to figure out what their passion is, what their talent is?
There is some exercise that I call design tools that are
mm-hmm.
built into the book. And so at the end of some chapters, there are these design tools that will help people find their way. Again, one size does not fit all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own door in which they have been able to open their awareness to. If people go through that discovery process oh my God, this is awesome. I never thought about aging this way. I never thought about it. You know, in the book there are these, like I said, there's design tools that allow people to see that. And it will also spring load an idea that, well, if this design tool, maybe this design tool made me think of another way that gives
mm-hmm.
me excitement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, okay, because I want to give listeners a chance if they have any questions to get to their phones or get to their email and send in their questions. So we'll take a quick break. And if you have a question, give a call toll-free, 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or send me an email at drmara@drmaracarpell.com or a tweet at MAREK, and I will read the questions over the air. And we'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Carpell will be back after words from our sponsors.
Thank you. I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. You almost felt all the things that I dream about. And you almost heard all the songs that I sing out loud. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. So many things are so trivial to me when I see all the world around me. And at times I forget the simplicity of it all. Of it all.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Okay, and we're back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And I'm speaking with Chuck Kamen, who's here to talk about his new book, Design Your Age. And again, we're taking your questions and comments. You can give a call at 855-345-4720. Send me a tweet at MARA. Or an email to drmara@drmaracarpel.com. So Chuck, I know that you talk in your book, you mentioned that you talk in your book about sexuality and aging. So what can you say about that?
You know, I've been talking to a lot of people that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I love that quote by Laurence Olivier about love. It says, inside, we're all 17 years old with red lips.
Mm-hmm.
And the point about that is that we have these set standards, are as crazy as sexuality is, in certain sense, there's not some set standards, but it's important to understand its real basic form of even the importance of touch, how important that the idea of touch and closeness is, that, you know, maybe if someone physically doesn't have the same kinds of capabilities that they used to have, and I feel like there's an overabundance right now of ED medicine, because gosh, it's just a really insidious way in which this stuff is being sold, that it's like, I got it on my toolkit, and got it on the toolkit like a crescent wrench, then you have to go ahead and have this blue pill. I mean, instead of thinking, you know, I felt like if Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson's attorney, was still alive, he would say, you know, if there's not a connection, there won't be an erection. That, you know, it's one of those things about understanding what's really true and what's really sensitive. And in this idea of the sensory experience, I think this is really a phenomenal piece of information. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had had prostate cancer. And he went through a radical prostate surgery and had damaged nerve endings. And he was telling me the idea of, you know, making love to his girlfriend and helping his girlfriend reach orgasm. And he said that when that did occur, or she felt a sense of connection to him, there was a phantom way in which he felt in his brain that same sense of feelings that he'd had years and years before. And my point is that I think, as we get older, I call it us as an age astronaut. And before these astronauts go and they, for example, before Neil Armstrong went on the moon, they were saying this is going to be a totally new environment, but this could be cool. If you try to run, you're going to be bouncing. So I'm saying that there are ways in which you can be tenderly looking at the idea of touch and sensory experiences, and really, really be able to enjoy those things that are very, very strong in the connection to sexuality, instead of what has been pushed on us, which we're seeing constantly, you know, in every television show of someone that is very, very stereotyped in terms of whatever that activity is. But creating your own sense of activity with a loving partner.
Right. So the touch is the most important part, the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you were mentioning to me about your website, Design Your Age.
Well, yeah. At my website, designyourage.com, what I have is a special preview of the book, which is coming out June 19th. And if people go to designyourage.com, put in their email address, which is, I think there's a comment page that's a comment that's underneath the book's announcement. I'll be able to send them a really kind of fun preview of the book. And it's really has some other ideas. In the present form of designyourage.com, it has been a blog that runs parallel to it. There's a lot of stories within it that are not in the book. There's a story of a time when I met John Lennon, and it's called You've Got to Free Your Mind Instead. And it was only a matter of minutes that I had met him and had a conversation, but it made such a lasting impact.
Sure. Yeah, I took a look at your website.
Oh, okay.
Really interesting.
Okay.
You have a lot of stuff on there. Yeah. So some of those things are in the book and some aren't.
Yes, and here's what, you know, you asked about what the greatest secret is. The greatest secret of the book is this simple phrase that it was like, okay, I've got Design Your Age. I want to create its little slogan, which is so typical of advertising. But the really behind all of this is what's best about you never ages. And we forget that that's the core of aging. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, hey, still in there. There's been studies that show that people that went through experiments, like this wonderful thing that Ellen Langer did in her book Counterclockwise, where she was able to have people experience what their lives were like 20 and 30 years before and how they regained a sense of self-confidence
mm-hmm.
and overcame what I'm saying is self-imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line of my book, is this idea of how can we break out of this, slip out in the middle of the night of this prison that we call age, because
mm-hmm.
we have age, it's, you know, age sucks and age this and all that. But, you know, I think the book is positive. I think it's fun, hopefully, and humorous, because I try to take a way that tells the positive nature of aging in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those things where, okay, the general is about to go up the hill. He's not telling the truth. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can take that flag. You know, we'll just go ahead. Let's go ahead, and we're gonna go ahead. Are you guys up for it, or you want to have a sandwich first? No, it's like, you know, you want to get people excited about it, and go ahead and get the flag up there. And that's the same way that I want this book to be. I want people to see that to hell with anybody that says, you know, about what age can be. For this generation, for this
mm-hmm.
people, there is really a way to sort of forget about that. Remember when you had joy and you had experiences and you laughed, and take it on that way. Let that be the navigation of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about how you're still in there and your talent is still there, but I've also seen people discover talent as they got older that they didn't even know were in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You know, it is amazing. You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people take art classes and they say, well, I can't even draw a straight line. And then, well, that's good, because in this art class you don't need to draw a straight line. And they discover that they're really talented.
Uh-huh.
And their paintings are in, I've known people personally, their paintings are in galleries. They never expected that.
Yeah. I don't know how much more time we have, but...
We have a few minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is Dr. Gerald Trepper. He is the original Rain Man doctor that Barry
mm-hmm.
Levinson and Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate to talk to him. And he said that there is a point of some older individual where they will take a greater risk than they ever took when they were younger. He has a story of a woman that was in retirement facility.
Uh-huh. Well,
like give up facility and forget about it. So the son of this woman came in for this room, and there was this amazing painting on the wall. And he goes, Mom, where did you get this? And she said, well, where do you think I got it? He said, well, I don't know, maybe somebody brought it here or something. She said, I did. And he was just shocked that the fact that she was able to uncork this capability.
Mm-hmm.
There was, at the same thing that happened to this woman, is that a Harley Davidson hobbyist group came by and said, would anybody like to ride in a sidecar? And she stood out in front of the place and said, I'd like to go. And they went, oh, that's fantastic, but I don't want to ride in a sidecar. I want to ride behind somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got on that bike, they said, well, where do you want to go? And she says, well, I would like to go where there's the best Manhattan cocktail ever. So she somehow had broken through and re-engaged and said, you know what, enough of this. And, you know, they found in these facilities, and again, this is in Counterclockwise, it's a wonderful story, when they gave people responsibilities again,
mm-hmm.
their brain activity, like bright, you know, just started up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
mm-hmm.
of, oh, Mrs. Smith, let me take care of that for you. Oh, let me do that for you. Oh, well, you know, after a while somebody says that, you're going like, crap, I can't do anything anymore. You really start to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to get people to be responsible about, okay, Mary and Leonard, you're going to be doing the carpet color in here. Tell us what you want. You know, Betty and Susan, you're going to pick out the pictures. And Tom and Judy, you're going to figure out the color of the walls. So they tested them, their brain activity and their memory and so on, before they got this assignment. And then 3 days later, they tested them again and showed that their memory improved, their response time improved, all because they had this sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're discovering these things, and there's been massive changes that are starting to snowball. And the way that we see how people age is going to go through volcanic eruption change.
Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in purchasing your book, I did receive a question, where will the book be available?
Well, at first it's going to be at designyourage.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be able to get the book there. And the book has about 25 to 30 color original images of graphics and photography. And it's not just another book of text.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm not saying exactly a cookbook, but it's going to feel a little bit more vital and alive. And you're going to see it there first, and then, of course, we'll be marching it out into the world. And everyone will find it everywhere. But
okay.
Come to designyourage.com.
Designyourage.com. And then can they also contact you at that website?
Yes,
if they have any questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Again, that's one of the things, that they leave their email address. And I do not share the email information with anybody. If they leave that information, then I'll be able to give them a sneak peek.
And
they'll be able to see how to buy the book.
Okay. So the best way to contact you and even read your blog, designyourage.com.
Correct.
Great. I can't wait.
Well,
I can't wait to read it. I'm looking forward to it.
After 4 years, I can't wait to get it out. But I really want people, if there's one thing I want to repeat and make people remember, that point about what's best about you never age.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Thank you so much for coming in today.
This has been fun, and this is terrific to be able to go off like a heady evangelist and to talk with Ken screaming about my book.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, and I would look forward to having you back on the show sometime in the future.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay.
And we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. After the break, Andrew O'Brien will join us to talk about Save a Hero. Laura Galazunas will be joining us from Vallarta, and singer-songwriter Lisa Marshall will be joining us. So we have a lot coming up. Stick around.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpell is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpell, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. Et toi?
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone from here in Austin, Texas, we have veteran Andrew O'Brien, who is touring around the country raising awareness about PTSD and suicide, telling his story and spreading his message of hope. So, Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I just want to let you know that there is a slight delay when we talk with each other on the phone, so just to be aware of that so we don't talk over each other. So
okay.
I'm so glad that you're joining us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Andrew O'Brien. I am an Iraq veteran war, an Iraq veteran, and a year after returning from the war, I attempted to actually take my own life due to personal family issues and PTSD, and I now have a new mission of making sure that that doesn't happen to my brothers and sisters of the armed forces.
So now I know that you're on this evening to talk about this event that's coming here in Austin. Is this going all around the country, Save a Hero?
Yes, we will be doing it all around the country. Eventually, this is going to be the first release of just a sneak peek into our trailer that we're working on finishing. Once it's actually completed, we will be doing a national tour and screening them all over military bases across the country.
Okay, all right. So maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about what it is and when it's happening here in Austin, where, all that kind of stuff.
No problem. It's May 25th this year, and it is going to be at the Lakeline Alamo Draft House. And tickets are $20. They'll be up for sale. They're already up for sale on Facebook. They will be up for sale on our website soon. Facebook is facebook.com/WYSH Project. And that is where you can find the information on the event and who's going to be there. We will have some guest speakers, and it's just a fundraiser to help us raise more money to complete the documentary.
Okay. And so you're going to have some speakers talking about this topic?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be speaking, as well as some honored guest speakers who have written some very some great books, and they are just professionals in our eyes of experience.
Okay. All right. So this is May 25th, and what time is that?
It's from 3 to 5 p.m.
3 to 5 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House on Lake Creek?
The Lakeline location.
What's that?
The Lakeline location.
The Lakeline. Okay. Oh, the Lakeline behind Lakeline Mall. I got you. And it's called Save a Hero. And the website again?
Our website is wyshproject.org. So it's Wish Project with a Y instead of an I, because it stands for Welcoming Your Soldier Home. And the Facebook you can find on our website, and that's where you can buy tickets and reserve seats for the event.
Okay, so what, you know, you were, Andrew, you were referred to me by Stephanie LeBaron. Is she the one who's doing this documentary? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. So I met Stephanie when I first started this project, and I went around. First I wrote a book, and then I just decided to do a couple of public speaking engagements. And I did the speaking engagements and met some amazing people with some amazing stories, and I thought, if I could get more people to share their stories and get it in front of more people, it'd make more of a difference. So I met Stephanie and told her this, and she just hopped on board. She knew she wasn't going to be getting paid from it. It's not going to be a paid speaking gig. And it just struck her heart, and she decided she was going to take it on. So Stephanie really runs everything with the documentary. Her and her co-producer, Bob Blakely, are the biggest people in the documentary. And all I do is really smile and look pretty for the cameras, and they do all the hard work.
Okay. So And the documentary is about veterans who are dealing with PTSD and letting people know what it's about.
Right. So it's a group of veterans. There's different generations, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, different wars, different generations, different military branches, and we have them all sharing their stories, as well as some professional psychologists and people who've worked with veterans. And it's just to kind of raise the awareness of what we face when we come home. But more than that, it's also to help these soldiers come home from deployment realize that they're not the only ones dealing with it.
Right. That's really important. And, you know, one of the things that I do, Andrew, I don't know if you know this, but I do evaluations of veterans for PTSD. And the veterans that have gotten, you know, some sort of treatment with, or have been in groups with other veterans, that's the number one thing that seems to help them is to know that they're not alone, that this is not some strange thing that they're experiencing. It's not a sign of weakness. This is really, you know, a very common issue when you're in situations that are so traumatic.
Right.
And there are other people who are dealing with the same thing.
So are we going to get you to show up to the event?
What's that?
Are we going to have you at the event? Are you going to join us there?
I would love to join you. The problem is my show is at the start right around the time that you're still doing your show. But I will be sending people. I hope that listeners will go to your event, those listeners that are here in Austin, because if they miss my show live, they can always listen on podcast. So I do know several veterans, and I will be letting them know about it. In fact, I have a veteran who is regular on this show, Master Sergeant Will Williams, and I've already let him know about the event, and I've let him know that you are going to be on tonight to talk about it.
Oh, great. And also, just to put it out there, for any veterans that are listening, this is a completely free event for any military veteran.
What's that?
This is a free event for military veterans. It doesn't cost them anything to come.
Okay. So it's free for veterans.
Right.
That's good to know. And for everybody else, it's $20 because you're raising money to complete this documentary.
That's correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on the show this evening. I am going to post your website on my website after the show. So if people didn't get their pen and paper out in time to write down the information, they can go to my website. All the information about that event will be there. In fact, it is already there on the post that I put on my website about tonight's show coming up. So people can go to my website right now, and that'll be there. Thank you again.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your service and for what you're doing. I think it's really important.
I appreciate that. You've got a lot more work to do.
Yes, you do. All right. Well, you have a good evening, Andrew.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Laura in Vallarta and singer-songwriter Lisa Marshall.
frigate flying so high now shows a man where to fish. Watch me send it, he lies in his hammock, teach his tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Hear the thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senorita, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That poppy CT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now we have Laura Gelizunas on the phone joining us from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So good evening, Laura. How are things in Vallarta these days?
All right, so it's getting a little humid.
What's that?
Our crisp winter days have now gotten a little humid. It is May, though.
Okay, yeah, your very crisp winter days.
Yeah, referring to the humidity level.
Okay, so it's getting more humid.
Getting a little, you know, getting to be that air you can wear kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
But all in all, a good any day at the beach is a good day. So,
yeah, that's true. So,
yeah, gotta love.
So, Laura, what's been happening down there now that Easter is over? Are there still a lot of winter visitors around?
There's still a good number. There's not, of course, as many as there are, you know, at the height of the winter season, but. You know, May's still a very much happening month here. We've got the Altruism Festival is tonight, which is a big fundraiser. And then we've got the Bougainvillea Festival, which is a weekend thing of events. And then we also have Pride Vallarta, which is the last weekend in May. So lots of stuff going on.
Okay. So it's still busy down there.
Oh, yeah. That whole misconception rolling up the sidewalks just because Easter's over.
Okay.
Is a fallacy, so it's all good, though.
So, you know, Laura, we spoke a little bit online about people. You said that you had some relatives coming down there for dental care. And,
exactly.
You know, when I'm in South Texas, many of the people that I know there go across the border for their dental care because it's cheaper, even though it's still excellent dental care, but kind of dangerous on the border. So how is the dental care in Vallarta where things are a lot safer and certainly a lot more beautiful than they are on the border?
Well, there are quite a few dentists here, and dental tourism or, you know, medical tourism is a huge thing in Puerto Vallarta. And especially dentistry, because even, you know, most medical plans don't carry dentistry, you know, or dental services in the United States any longer. So a lot of people come down here, and airline rates go down, you know, during the summer because it's not, you know, the peak traveling season, you know, to be coming to Vallarta. But Vallarta in the summer is no different than South Texas, so everybody needs to get over that. And people come down here for a long weekend or a week, and, you know, they'll enjoy the beach and they'll do other things and they'll go to the dentist. And, you know, the cost of dentistry here is somewhere, you know, it depends upon what dentist you go to, what you need done, but anywhere from about 40 to 60% less than it would cost you to go to the dentist in the United States. My dentist,
how much?
I've been going, like 40 to 60% less.
Wow. That's significant.
So, for example, I get my teeth cleaned twice a year, which includes, you know, a cleaning. You know, they scale it and they use sandpaper and they blast my teeth with baking soda solution. And if they do, they need X-rays, and it costs me around $50.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, and had some cavities filled, and they were around $50 a cavity. And that's with the bonding. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, getting a gold filling or anything like that. Some of the other things I've noticed is, you know, like root canals are a big procedure that is done down here. And depending upon your teeth, whether, you know, you have a molar done or, you know, your anterior teeth. But, like, molars, maybe around, you know, like $500 to $600 to have a root canal here. And around $200 to have. Pardon?
Well, how much is it for a root canal?
Probably around like $500 U.S.
Okay.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Now some of that can be more or less. It depends on the dentist here. But, you know,
right.
Most of my dentist has all, you know, they can put the camera in your mouth and you can see it on the computer screen over your head.
Right.
Other things, what else? Extractions.
Do people come down for cosmetic dentistry? You know, those types of
yes.
things that up here would not be covered by insurance?
Yes, they come down. They have the, unfortunately, my teeth are like really white naturally, so I haven't had to look into it, but, you know, they do the Zoom whitening and they do, you know, the different types of whitening treatments here, and just sitting in the dentist, you know, waiting room, waiting for my thing, and people are coming down there like, oh, my God, it's so much less expensive here. So they do a lot
mm-hmm.
of the cosmetic. That they do
right.
crowns, they do, you know, anything that you can get a crown here, you can get implants here, you can get, obviously you wouldn't get orthodontics here, but you know, they have orthodontists, they have people who specialize in, I always say it wrong, periodontal stuff. If your gums are messed
mm-hmm.
up, they can fix them here too. Some of the specialists
okay.
are not located in Puerto Vallarta, they come in from Guadalajara. Several of the doctors come in, you know, say they come in like Tuesday and Wednesday from Guadalajara. So they're only here for like a couple days a week, and they are usually in a dentist's office that is here full time. So some of the specialized
mm-hmm.
dentistry, the guys will come in from Guadalajara. But, yeah, you can
so
get it all done.
They're all well-trained dentists.
Oh, yeah.
People don't have to worry
oh, yeah.
that they're going there and the – you know, they're going to pull your tooth out with a string and a door.
No. Their dentistry is very much first world. Yeah. But, you know, just in the United States, you know, your costs are going to vary from city to city. And, you know, your treatments are going to, you know, your treatments and your costs are going to vary from doctor to doctor within this city, just like they would anywhere else. You know, one guy may be able to afford all the latest stuff, and another guy may be using something a little older.
Mm-hmm,
so, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can always go in. When I was looking for a dentist, you know, I, you know, didn't even make an appointment. I said, you know, I just want to see the office. Because I came here 10 years
right.
ago thinking, you know, they were pulling out my tooth with a tractor and a piece of string. So I was like, I got to see the dentist's office. So I would go in and, you know, and they'd look at me. And I'm like,
check
I just want to see the office. Where's the stuff, you know? So...
to make sure it was
you know, it's,
professional.
You know, you're shopping for healthcare just like you would shop for a dress or a pair of shoes. You know, I want to go
right,
in. I want
right.
to go see, you know, where I'm being treated. Same thing, you know, when I had to go into the hospital, I'm like, you know, I want to see, you know, you can go in and look. And anybody who comes down here, say, you know, the first time you come down, you want to, you know, go shopping for a dentist. They're more than, you know, a lot of these places are more than happy to give you a tour of the facilities, explain everything. Not all dentists speak English, so, you know, and, but there are some that do. You know, mine try their best, but usually, you know, we get the point across. So, you know.
Right.
Right. Medicine's a universal art. Your teeth are messed up. They're messed up. You can fix them.
You're breaking up a little bit, Laura, so I don't know if that's your phone or mine, but I'm missing
it. It might be my internet connection. You never know.
Oh, okay. Yep, you're calling from Mexico.
we do what we can do over the Vonage line, so.
Right.
But, so you can get excellent dentistry here, and anybody who's coming, you know, and thinking about it, you know, say you want to go, and this is possible. You come here on Monday, you can look at the dentist's office on Monday, and then you can probably get an appointment like 2 or 3 days later in that week, if not the next day, you know, depending upon what you need it done. So say you went and, you know, wanted to look up a few dentists and check them out before you had anything done, and then go ahead and make the appointment for later that week, and it's totally possible.
So people can come down and have a root canal and then spend the rest of the week on the beach recuperating.
Exactly. You're sipping pina coladas and margaritas and, you know, resting your root canal.
There you go. Okay.
And there's nothing, that sounds good to me.
How would people find a dentist?
They can check on the website, banderasnews.com, BANDERAS news.com. Since it's part of my personal business to, you know, get people to promote, so part of the thing is, you know, getting some of these dentists to start advertising in English, you know, and at least developing Facebook pages and websites so that when Americans want to look for a dentist, they can go online and find them, so trying to push that
as
well.
So what is that?
Some of them have websites, so you can look up dentists and dentistry, you know, Google them in Puerto Vallarta.
Right. What was the first one that you said? You were breaking up a little bit.
Oh, banderasnews.com.
Oh, okay. Of course, banderasnews.com.
Of course. So we have a listing of doctors and dentists.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As well as everything else that's going on in Vallarta.
Exactly.
So all the things that people can do while they're recovering from their dental care.
Exactly. Oh, definitely.
So the producer here, Art, asked me to ask you about a television series that you're planning to do down there.
Oh, I'm working on a new, because I am now training, so to speak, in real estate. So we'll be launching launching a new video show called Recipes in Real Estate, and that'll be launched over the summer. Because the kitchen sells the house.
Okay.
So it'll be me and the kitchenettes.
Okay, and what is it called?
Doing recipes
and
real estate.
Wow, recipes and real estate. Very interesting.
Good luck with that. Recipes are one of the most popular thing you can do on YouTube.
Okay.
And on the internet. So going to be working on that on the summer, and along with another little series I'm going to do called Vallarta Life.
Vallarta Life?
Yes. So I will be sponsoring my own little video shows. So
if you're looking...
On the internet, on YouTube and on various websites, including Banderas News.
Okay. So people can find that right on Banderas News.
Yes. So we'll plug all that a little later. But, going to be going into production on a few things over the summer. So pretty excited about that. I'm going to be sponsoring my own show, so. Nobody else is going to do it for you these days. You might as well do it yourself.
All right. Well, good luck, Laura.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to taking a look at them.
Yes. We're going to explore. We're going to do all kinds of cool stuff.
So you're going to come back on in 2 weeks?
Of course.
All right.
We're heading into summer now.
Okay.
Right, so in a couple of weeks. Ooh, that'll be Pride weekend, so that'll all be good.
That'll
be very interesting. I've never attended a Pride event, so I'm opening my horizons. So
okay.
Maybe I'll have some scoop for you as we get closer.
Okay, great. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, you have a good evening.
You as well.
And thank you. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
That sounds great.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, so stick around after the break. The soulful singer-songwriter Lisa Marshall will be joining us. So don't go anywhere and come right back. We're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to the singer-songwriter Lisa Marshall. She has been on my show many times when I was on local Austin radio, and she's joining us again on the phone from right here in Austin, Texas. Good evening, Lisa. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
I do want to let you know there's a slight delay when we talk by telephone, so that way we can avoid talking over each other.
Okay.
So for listeners who haven't heard you before when you were on my show, can you tell them a little bit about your musical history?
History or influences, you mean?
What was that?
I said, are you talking about history or influence?
History or influence? I'm having a little hard time here. I'm having a little technical problem. So if I say what, it's because I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Well, you talk about what you want to talk about, your history, the influence.
I'm primarily influenced by early soul and R&B. I love the Stax Records, Muscle Shoals, Atlantic Records, all those artists that came out of there.
And I've been in Austin for 5 years now and have played solo and with bands all over town. I came from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I moved out to California and played out there for many years with a band that did kind of more of a British rock. So it was kind of an R&B-infused rock and roll, kind of Early Faces and Humble Pie, Early Stones kind of thing. And I've that album a couple of years ago, and now I'm in the process of writing new songs and kind of going a little slightly different direction, a little moodier, a little funkier, a little more Isaac Hayes, Isley Brothers-ish kind of vibe.
Okay. And so what have you been doing since the last time you've been on my show?
Well, I've been playing gigs around town and out of town a lot, getting ready to go to South Padre Island, down in your territory
again.
Tomorrow. I know.
Uh-huh.
6 days. So
yeah.
I go Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'll be Tuesday for 6 days, and then I come back and I play the Deutschen Fest up in Pflugerville before Carolyn Wonderland. And then I play out at Iguana Grill. And then what I'm pretty excited to play with one of my favorite local bands, Baby Atlas, at the Continental Club on May 22nd. So that's what I've been doing, booking, writing, playing.
Great.
Great.
Sounds like you're pretty busy these days.
Well, I definitely am not. I don't feel like I'm playing as much this month. It just happened to be really packed. What I do love is having the opportunity to write and actually sit down and take my time and really dig a little deeper and try different things instead of just kind of, I think, not that I wasn't mindful of how I was writing before, but it definitely was kind of one of the things I wish I had more time to spend and do some more what I'm doing now. So, I'm exploring more with different kind of guitar tones and wah-wah pedal and keyboards and things like that. So it's, I'm really enjoying it. I'm loving that a lot. And my focus is to get to overseas to start playing Europe and playing festivals more.
Cool. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that aspect. And also, you know, I'm looking to, you know, hopefully get some sync licensing with the album that I've already put out. You know, I think some of that material would serve well on some film and TV, even, you know, just segments of it or...
Mm.
Yeah.
So, are you playing around Austin a lot?
Just happens to be that way this month. We usually end up playing out of town a lot. Like, we're going to be playing out in Beaumont, Texas for their July 4th celebration on the riverfront.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to play the Pecan Street Festival, but I had to cancel that due to illness. So, and this is mm-hmm. what I'm on the phone with you tonight.
Right. Hope you're feeling okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was pretty hard there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. So how long are you going to be in South Padre Island?
6 nights, basically, from Tuesday to Sunday we come back.
Oh, that's a nice tour.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So I'm getting the signal from Art that we're going to play another one of your songs, Lisa.
Excellent.
We played one of your songs coming on, and now we're... Did you hear the song? Do you know what we were playing?
Yeah, it was Hot Summer Day.
Okay. So now we're playing The Best Is Yet to Come.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
right. And that's Lisa Marshall. Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yes, actually. I was home one night, and it was, I think, kind of late at night. I was drinking some red wine, and I was sitting there with my old acoustic guitar that I've had since I was in my 20s, a little beater. And I just kind of started playing those single notes on the guitar and singing over top of it. I recorded it on my computer just using a little external mic. And I kind of sat it down and kept it there for months. And then finally I presented it to the band, and they were like, they really liked it and just did some amazing things on it. So we went and recorded it. And then I got to sit at home and work the string arrangements and some of that really dirty guitar and the backup vocals. So that's kind of how it definitely is one of the biggest, had the biggest morphosis of all the other songs, I think, on that album.
Is this a new song? Because I don't think I ever heard it before.
No, it's not new. I mean, it's been around for a couple of years, for sure. But it's one of those that doesn't get done live too much just because there's so much to the arrangement. But I really like the group that I'm playing with at the moment. I really like the way that they present the song. So we do it quite a bit live. And plus I have a girl who sings backups and harmonies with me, so it really kind of makes it a nice little extra touch on it.
Right, right. I really like the style of it. It's a little bit, I like all of your music, but it's a little bit different. The style is different.
Thank you. Yeah, that's yeah. It was kind of my beginning of my love affair with early Isaac Hayes and the Isley Brothers and a lot of their very kind of obsolete, even some of the covers that the Isley Brothers would do, like, you know, Fire and Rain by James Taylor or It's Too Late by Carole King, and they would just make it so funky and moody and bubbly and just so delicious. And so that's kind of how, when I started kind of getting into that stuff, I started applying it to that song and have since written a couple other songs that are similar but a little not as slow.
So how can people hear your music, Lisa? They want to hear more of your music. They like what they've heard and they want to listen to the rest.
Well, they should go to lisamarshallmusic.com. There's some SoundCloud. There's a couple of SoundCloud widgets on the site, and one of them is from, I was involved in a song a week writing circle that was really online. And I did that for about 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and I put all those songs up there, and then I just found myself becoming too OCD and had to go back and fix a bunch of stuff. So I couldn't keep up with the group, so I thought, well, maybe a song a week is just a little too much for this girl who likes to check and, you know, find harmonies and string lines. And it was amazing. Like, all these other people from this group were just, like, throwing it down just like that. And, you know, for me, it takes me a little bit longer, so.
Right, right. So they can find that at your website. How about, can they buy some of your CDs at your website?
Yeah, they can definitely download, and there's also an area where you can actually buy physical CDs. Except for my first album, I don't have physical copies of anymore. Since I came out with this last album, I just kind of opted to go ahead and duplicate those and not reduplicate the first album, which... Actually, I'm hoping to kind of get in the studio and re-record some of those songs. That first album was a total experiment on GarageBand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, but they can get it from your website.
Exactly.
Okay. And does your website also have a calendar of where you're playing? So if they want to come and hear you perform live, because it's always great to hear you perform live.
Well, thank you. And, yes, it's right there on the front page.
Okay. So that's Lisa Marshall with two L's, music.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I will post it on my website as well, just in case people didn't write it down. So they could just go to my website, and it'll be right there.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming back on the show. And
my pleasure.
I hope you feel better. And I'd love to have you back on the show soon. When you're feeling better, you can come live in the studio again.
I would love that. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And you have a good evening, okay? Have a great time in South Padre Island.
I will.
All right. All right. Okay, take care.
You too, Mara. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have come to the end of another show already. 2 hours have flown by, as they usually do. And I want to let you know what's coming up next week right here on Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. So next Sunday, May 11th, is Mother's Day. And we are going to have a live show, so be sure to tune in. We are planning to be on location from a beautiful spot here in our special Mother's Day show. And it looks like we will probably, most likely, be at the Oasis on beautiful Lake Travis in Austin, Texas, and it will be another packed show. I'll be joined by Austin's favorite salsa band, The Brew, who perform every Sunday night at the Oasis on Lake Travis in beautiful Austin, Texas. And my guest speaker will be Catherine Gonzalez of Live Oak Legacies, which is committed to helping families capture and preserve the stories, recipes, photographs, and relics held the most dear in their families. And Kat will join us to explain how to do this and what you might like to do to preserve your family history. And a very special guest musician, author, entrepreneur, and the governor of the Heart of Texas, Kinky Friedman. Kinky Friedman will be joining us right here on Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. And we will also be joined by combat veteran and skydive instructor Eric Normandin to talk about Tandem for Troops in association with the Wounded Warrior Organization. And they will be taking disabled veterans on tandem skydives over the beautiful upstate New York landscape at no cost to the veterans. So he is going to tell us all about that and how you might participate in this event. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show and about upcoming shows or be a sponsor, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com, and also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Tonight's show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Live Oak Legacies. And special thanks to my guests, Tuck Taman, Andrew O'Brien, Lisa Marshall, and Laura Galazunas in Vallarta. And thank you, Art. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. We'll